and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russia's ambassador to South Korea has been summoned to South Korea's foreign ministry following the pact signed between Russia and North Korea this week to offer mutual aid if either country is attacked. President Biden at Camp David preparing for next week's debate with Donald Trump.
Biden won a coin toss and got to choose where he'll stand. He chose the podium on the right. Now Trump got to pick the order of closing statements, and he chose to have the last word.
ABC's M. Nguyen, more than 120 million Americans sweating it out under the heat dome, which stretches from the Midwest into the Northeast. ABC chief meteorologist Ginger Z saying the risk of heat-related illnesses is rising.
These excessive heat warnings, even though we see them often now, they mean something. They mean that your body's not going to do well if you're exposed, and especially if you're doing any sort of strenuous activity.
A Southwest Airlines plane coming within 525 feet of the ground in suburban Oklahoma City. The FAA investigating why. This is ABC News. Federal judge overseeing the case against former President Trump over charges he mishandled classified documents, hearing arguments today and a defense motion to have the indictment tossed out. One of the latest trends on social media, ads aimed at boys and young men promising a chiseled jawline if you just chew hard gum. But ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel warns.
One of these companies, one of the founders, cited a 2019 study and said, hey, this study proves that chewing gum will help your jawline. Well, I looked at that study. All that study showed was that in mice who were fed a hard diet, they had some bone growth in their jaw. Mice, hard diet, bone growth, humans, chewing gum, chiseled jawline. These two are not equal.
And actor Kevin Costner making it official, saying he will not return for the final episodes of the hit show Yellowstone. Those episodes are due to be released later this year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Law Library will be renamed for Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell moved to Wisconsin in 1871 and drafted a bill to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin, which became law in 1877. The Law Library was named for former conservative Justice David Prosser. Turning waste from factory farms into fuel may not be the green energy boon its supporters say it is. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He says biogas doesn't solve the problem.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Biogas supporters say anaerobic digesters can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers bow to the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-6 loss to the Padres in San Diego. The crew giving up four runs in the first inning. Christian Yelich losing a pop fly in the lights at Petco Park, allowing San Diego to score. This one had a lot of twists and turns. Manager Pat Murphy.
No question. It was back and forth. I mean, a lot happened in this game. They turned a big double play there at a big time on the ball down. Great play. We lost a ball in the lights that you can't do anything about. Yeah. I mean, we walked the leadoff hitter to open the game, four pitches. We gave up two 0-2 home runs, very unusual, back-to-back. I've never seen that in 40-plus years of baseball.
Brewers pitcher Robert Gasser will be out for at least a year. The 25-year-old lefty has agreed to have Tommy John surgery for his sore left elbow. NFL, the Packers have added another place kicker to the roster. They claim James Turner off waivers from the Lions. Turner kicked for the Michigan Wolverines last season on their way to a national championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. We'll have a high near 73. Showers and storms tonight with a low around 64. Rain for your Saturday, maybe a rumble of thunder, highs in the mid-70s. For Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 79. On Monday, sunny, 83.
It's 64 at our studios.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A Friday edition will air the grievances and get a legal update. Devil's Friday.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
We're here.
Wow. We can turn this up a little bit.
To us last night?
Man.
All of our
Amanda.
Cards are unplugged.
We came in here.
We're
catching up.
Yeah, that one's on me. I forgot to clean up after the guys
that
last night.
Well, no, you shouldn't have to do that. They should clean up after themselves.
Yeah, Schwabba. Wait,
don't they have moms?
Yeah. Being showbiz guys.
Come in here arrogant.
Mr.
They just
Hollywood.
Leave. Right.
And
leave the
I
desk.
Produced a movie.
Really, Todd does all that for us before we get here?
Todd does everything.
Every day.
Oh,
Todd does everything. Yeah.
Anyway, yes, we got in here this morning, and John and I were talking about this article on the front page of the paper, which we'll get to a little later.
I don't know if I want to talk about
it. I know, we're very stressed out about it. Anyway, and then Amanda starts playing the intro music. We're like, oh my God, let's get going.
Somebody's trying to kill my pasty dream.
Yeah, we put our headsets on, and they're not plugged
nothing
in.
Nothing there. Yeah, nothing.
Nothing's going on. Yeah. We couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
We just assume. So, you know what? We learn a lesson.
Yeah.
We
those
can't,
show busy Hollywood types like Schwabba.
Yeah, who come on at night.
Yeah.
Arrogance.
Think
of them.
They own the place.
Right. However, we also should learn how we need to appreciate Todd more.
A lot more.
For getting it ready.
A lot more. He's got to be a lot more spotted cow in his life. A lot more.
He does like that.
He reminded me to do it too, and I totally
yeah,
forgot.
Yeah, it's okay.
To
we like
it.
You.
Yeah.
We just want to jump all over Schwabba.
Yeah.
I'm statewide. Hey, John, how's your little show going with mayor?
With in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Green Bay. And,
yeah.
And Schwabba is statewide.
Gee, I tried listening to you coming down from Marianne. Oh, I guess it wasn't strong enough.
I was in Madison and couldn't pick you guys up.
As for myself, statewide, because I'm Schwabba.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, there's a...
I think Conroy's getting like him, too. His producer.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. So I have this show, you know, on Sundays at 1 o'clock. It's just that Lean Local. And Con is my producer, Conrad. You know, I like him. He's quiet. I don't know much about him. But, he's not... He doesn't have that arrogance of Schwab.
Schwab's trying to take him under his wing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He's trying to turn him into a Hollywood
so
type
we're
guy.
So are you going to turn him into a nice guy with a sense of humor or to an arrogant
Hollywood
guy?
Yep. One of the two.
Okay, it'd be interesting to watch Con.
Yeah.
But
let's keep an eye on him.
Anyway.
Convoy, we got our eye on you.
He's going to go one way or the other because you can't have both. You can't be a nice.
Because those kids are like 14. And it's like, oh, does he hang out with.
Right.
Does he stay in sports?
Or is he going to be with the stoners?
Yes, exactly. It's exactly. I know which way you went.
I did.
Wow.
I'm glad you stayed with sports. Yeah, well, that's why we get along, because we came from two different worlds.
Yeah, very much so. Hey, happy Friday to you. Made it to Friday. Boy, rain again. Rain.
Oh, because
forecast
Okay. However, I just I'll get off this in just a second. But I told you about how Wednesday night the City Band concert plays at St. James Park.
No, I don't remember you mentioning that.
I got a couple texts.
I'll bet you did. I stayed out of that one.
And it's you know the city. You're
I was
taxed
like moonwalking away from that.
You were. But they get paid. They're one of the few city bands that get paid that $3,000 to put on a show. They do 10 shows. So they get $30,000. And the deal is if it rains or if the weather's inclement, then they play the next day, Thursday. So Wednesday night, and, you know, I love the weather people in this community. They predict the weather, and they're very accurate. They said 100% chance of rain. That's pretty high. And sure enough, it rained, and the band, there was just a handful of people there, and the band played for 23 minutes, umbrellas, and then they said, well, we're done. And we said to them when they were walking back to their cars, we said, hey, you guys going to finish it tomorrow night? No, we're done. That's our show, and besides, it's going to rain tomorrow. So last night, 7 o'clock, 71.
Yeah.
Beautiful night.
Yeah.
So I sent them a text.
Yeah.
And reminded them that, you know, had they looked at the weather, we could have had 400 or 500 people there instead of 40 people there. But they got their $3,000 and they're happy, but I'm not. And neither are my neighbors. I got some texts from my neighbors saying, you know, why didn't we have the band concert tonight? Why didn't they cancel last night? And I don't know that. But I'm working on it, Johnny.
I know you are.
I am. I'm going to get to the bottom. This is too much money and too much arrogance.
I know
too.
We keep saying former, but you still have such a passion for getting things done in this city. It's incredible.
And it's real.
I know it like, is. That's I don't, right. It's a passion.
I get no money in this.
Phony politician kind of thing.
And yeah, I don't know. I just really care about, because I think the community's great. And, you know, I got a little for the next generation. Yesterday I interviewed Jeff Merkus, who's the executive director of Downtown Green Bay, and Brian Johnson, the executive director of On Broadway. You know, talking about more the sizzle than the steak. I mean, there's the bricks and the mortar, the city deck, but how do you program that stuff? But what was cool about it was Kyle, he's like the intern here, and then Con, he's pretty young.
Yeah.
They were asking about what they're doing for youth. I thought those were like really good questions.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you can get us older white people down here, but I mean, what are you doing for the diversity, the new Green Bay, or to keep talent here? And, you know, one of their answers, which I didn't like, was like, well, it's okay to move away, you know, as long as you come back. And I get that. I hope my kids come back here. But there's things that we could do. We could learn from other communities. I mean, there's some not big communities. You know, Cedar Rapids, they've done a great job of retaining people down there. Obviously, Nashville. But I'm not saying we're going to have, you know, Broadway with all country music like Broadway has. But I think there's some things we could do to make Green Bay cooler for them. You know, they did mention the Meyer Theater, which is nice. Anyway, that was a good interview. I hope you listened to that Sundays at 1. It was interesting, but with all that said, work to do.
Yeah, but I didn't mean to interrupt you yesterday. Yeah. I thought it was important.
That was nice of you to stop it. So I taped the show Thursdays at 3:30, and I was in here doing the interview, and it's kind of quiet, and then John comes barging in.
With a note. Well, because I was rocking my...
He rescued me.
Yes, I came out the side door, and I was walking around here because I had to come into the studio for something. And I see Jim's car, and I see the light flashing on the meter. And I see the panic you have every morning. Where are my quarters? Where are my quarters? Where are my quarters? And racing out. So I thought, oh, my God, he's going to get a ticket because they're on the prowl. And
they are, yeah.
I actually went to the market, got change, got four quarters.
Oh, really? That's so nice of you, John. You bailed, yeah.
And put them all four in. So I come in, and I tell him, hey, I filled up your meter, okay? And then Con, and what's your other intern's name?
Kyle.
Kyle? I said, hey, I just tell Jim, I don't know if he'd read I just filled his meter. Like, they said, oh, no, we already did that through the app.
Yeah,
like, what?
Whatever the hell that is.
I said, but the red light space, it doesn't matter. It goes on the license plate.
Really? The red light still?
That's what, yeah.
It sure does.
Which really surprised me. Yeah. So it showed zero time.
Right.
And the red light was blinking. Like, right. You're getting a ticket. But they said, no, you had plenty of time because they did it through their phone.
So I was chatting with one of the meter maids the other day as he was about to give me a ticket. Did not, though. Thank you again if he's listening. And apparently they have this device through the app where they can just drive by and they'll know if you're out of time or not. It scans. They don't have to walk up anymore.
Oh, good. So they wouldn't have to get out of their car. Isn't that? That's okay. God, I just. I was talking to Brian and I said, look, you guys. You know, they're all how great everything is, and I want to be positive. I said, look, you guys, let's talk about some things that aren't so great. I said, you know, parking. Well, I mean, those guys both have hang tags. They've never gotten a parking ticket in 20 years. I can't believe how much a parking ticket upsets me, but I think people, right? You're trying to come to an area that it's not like we're drawn here because we have to work here. But I mean, there's a lot of people that just come down here. I want to support this restaurant. I want to try this new restaurant. And they come out and they get a $21 ticket. And they say, well, you, what we need is like a grace period, like an hour.
Or even 15 minutes.
Yeah, but they're the ones who, they propose the hour. Can I just, and I'm like,
I know.
Here's a follow-up question. Why do we have it?
And here's my thing, though, too, to be honest with you. I don't take it personally against people issuing the tickets. Hey, here's what your job is today. We're going to pay you to do this. Okay, so they're doing their job. That's not, but I just don't think $21, I just think that's quite the punishment. I mean, like $8 would be great, but
10.
21, and then if you don't get to it within 5 days, even including the weekends, I believe, then it's 34, then it's 55 in a really short time. That's the part that gets me.
Then you go to jail.
I mean, it's just, why do they have to be so expensive?
I think a grace period, because... And they even admitted, and we talked, sometimes it's minutes. And you could be in a restaurant, and it could be there, because the service could take a little bit longer, but I don't know. I mean, it's, we're talking about parking, but it's a complaint we get. And then we talked about noise, and, you know, we talked about homeless. Those are things that, even though they're in charge of the sizzle and creating activities, they've got to lean in a little bit to the things. You can't cover up bad things by just talking about the good things, because the bad things, they're still there. So we talked about what are you going to do about it? And Brian said something that really made sense. He goes, look, we don't really have a lot of the homeless issues on the west side that they do on the east side. And that's because new communities on the west side, and we manage homelessness better than they do on the east side. So, you know, there's work to be done, but I think they're doing a great job. I mean, I like both those guys. I think they're working hard. They got some cool events coming up. You know, obviously Friday's on the Fox, but that Ignite's going on.
Oh, man, a friend of mine sent me a whole bunch of videos on the drone shows.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, aren't those cool?
They are.
Did you see those?
Yeah, I just noticed. I talked about them with someone else. Those light up.
I would rather
sit
and watch that versus a fire show any day.
Yeah, and one of my kids is just afraid of fireworks because of the, you know, of course my dog too, but my youngest daughter. And those, they're not loud
and they're magnificent.
Yeah, they are.
I never, until yesterday when we had the guy from I never even heard of them.
That Oshkosh thing. So there's some things. I mean, Menasha. Yeah, that's right. They had the 150th this weekend. There are some things that we do here, but you can't keep doing the same thing. You got to upgrade. And the way you sometimes learn about upgrading is by studying the competition. Not that Menasha's competition, but that drone thing is very, very,
very
cool.
Can you imagine that over the Fox? Yeah, over the
I can.
Oh, my Lord, would that be spectacular.
Yeah, so we got to work on that. But anyway,
we need to buy a drone, and by the draft, we need to be able to put together our own shows. Think about it.
We talked about the draft downtown. That would be cool to do that down here,
because
then we get people. We need to get a hook down here. I mean, we have a lot of stuff that's unique to Titletown. But on the other hand, you know, if people had their choice, they may go to Lambeau. But if we have a drone show or something very unique down here that they're not doing there, I think that'll get people down here. And then they're going to be like, wow, this is a cool space.
Got to get the Badger Band here.
Yeah, right.
Got to do that again at Titletown. That was spectacular.
I bet you they're going to be playing at Lambeau. Because when at the Detroit, they had the...
did they?
Not the Badger.
Go, did you? Okay, you know who we need to talk to? We got to get to the bottom of?
What's that?
Our mayor, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
He must have done something to tick off the mayor of Detroit. Because, boy, did I get blown off from the mayor of Detroit when he asked him to come on the show.
I don't know.
We got Eric, if you're listening, what did you do over there? What did you do?
I sent a follow-up and just said, hey, look,
we
need you on our show to talk about the draft.
They
did.
That one is on our mayor, Eric's
No,
head.
It's not.
Yes, we're going to get to the bottom of this, what he did.
It's not.
We're going to send a quick break back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show. Allball Show.
Happy Friday to you, everybody. You can tell Amanda's in.
Yes.
Spinning the hits. Got Amanda spinning the hits. Good morning, Amanda, in her tie-dyed
yeah, hippie, I know, right?
Hippie land
t-shirt. I saw
that. What's going on? It brings you back to 1967, man.
I dig
what
it.
What I remember of it. Oh, so you know what we got to get? You know, I was telling Schwabba
yeah.
about this yesterday. A great guest for him to get on, but I want to get him on now, too. He's a guy, and I know you... When you don't know of a guy, you think he's a nobody because you've never heard of him. So, with that being said, I've mentioned this before. I want to get this guy on. His name is Chris Eric Stevens.
And he's
born in Ishpeming, raised in Ishpeming.
Wow.
His grandma lived just down the road from me in Nagani.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Then he became one of the top three disc jockeys in the United States of America.
Wow.
Okay.
One of the three top DJs in the whole... United States, New York, California.
Yeah, I would say Imus was number one at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve Dahl at LS was number two.
Totally.
And I think Chris was number three.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway. So
he's got some Ishpeming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. And then never. Okay. I bet a million. How many people out there used to listen to WLS at night?
I think I listened to WLS.
And how many people remember Chris Eric Stevens? Hey, everybody, it's Chris Eric Stevens. What's going on in Chi-Town, 62? Out at Midway, 64 at the Loop. 89, WLS weather.
Yeah, I do remember that. I don't remember the name, I can be honest with you. But I did listen to that. That's high school stuff for us, right?
Yes, absolutely. But anyway, but then, you know what he does now? He's done so many I bet you've heard his voice 100 times. And he's been in TV shows. You can look him up, IMDb. But he does... He's got a job. Actually, one of the reasons I'd like to talk to him, to be honest with you, I'd like to get into that business for doing like trailers, movie trailers.
Oh, Johnny, there's money in that.
On a dark, windswept landscape.
Windswept.
In New Mexico, 1874. It was called the Badlands.
That's in North Dakota. That's not Mexico.
Whatever. There's Badlands down there, too.
No, they're Badlands.
Oh, you can't take a little. They call it. There's a term for that where you can change things around and you're not supposed to. Nobody has a problem with it.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
You lost my whole thing.
Anyway, so this guy.
But I want to be that guy.
Yeah. I don't know if there's money in that. There's money in if you become a cartoon character.
He does that, too.
Yeah, that's where there's.
He does that, too.
There's money in that.
Can you look him up, Amanda, please?
Does he still live up there?
No, he lives in L.A. He's big time. He's a lot of, that's why Schwab would be perfect for a show.
It would. All right, get him on.
What was his name?
Chris Eric Stevens. Anybody out there, do you remember Chris Eric Stevens was a phenomenal disc jockey for WLS? When WLS was like king of the Midwest.
They were? I'll give you that. I don't remember that guy, but yeah, okay, good. Well, I'm happy for him. Did you know him? Did you guys grow up together?
No, he was older than me.
All right.
But... I remember him on the air. His name on the air in Ishpeming for WJPD was Paul Vile. Then he changed to Chris Eric Stevens. I still remember this. I mean, I remember Paul I grew Vile. Up with him.
Vile.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You got him, Amanda? Read some of his highlights, please.
Well, I thought I
don't know what that is.
No. Hang on, I'll get it.
But I don't think that's him. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, when you hear it, you'll know.
All right.
I mean, I know you think I've got a phenomenal voice. His is even better.
Okay. What? Whose birthday is it today?
All right. Hey, today is, oh my God. Today is Take Your Dog to Work Day.
I know. I saw that when I got in this morning. I wish I would have known that. Because I just saw it this morning when I got here. I don't get that. I read the news. Like, I can tell you some of the things that are going on in the world. I read a little bit of the local news. I read the paper before I get here. I do not read this happy okay. birthday
Take
stuff.
Take your dog to work day, and you did not do it.
I didn't know it. Don't tell him.
You know what we should have done?
She listens every day.
He does. Don't tell him.
You know what we should have done?
Take your cat
hey,
to
Milton,
work day.
Hey, Milton, how does that make you feel?
I know. He's not going to like that.
Hey, Milton, how's things in the big lonely house where daddy is up at work having a good time?
and you're supposed to be here.
Yeah. Think about it.
Okay, I think I found it now.
Milton, every one of us brought our dogs to work except your dad.
11 o'clock at Fun Lovin' WMYQ, Miami, NIM, Chris, Eric, Steven.
There you go.
That is cool.
Yeah. Hey, give me one more. Does he have a WLS one?
It's 11:03, honey, and I saw the light.
Listen to that.
No better. Todd Rundgren gets it on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Todd Rundgren gets it on.
Eric Stevens, 11:06, all over you with bread, baby. Cut yourself a slice. I own it.
Why did you do that? Did you
catch yourself
with
a bread, slice. Baby.
Get yourself a slice. Oh,
everyone wow. needs a catchphrase.
Yes.
That is cool. That
okay, guy, when Todd comes to back, I'm going to ask him to play some bread for a very special thing, and I'm going to intro it like that. Yeah. Take it out with a little bread. How about you grab yourself a slice? Yeah. What do you think?
I think
that's cool.
That guy had good energy.
We're going to have a whole new type of show.
Yeah, are those guys still around?
No. Not really.
Yeah.
That was that era, though. That's how they sounded in that era.
That's like...
Yes. But smooth.
Cool. Right.
Cool, smooth. That's where they were big-time celebrities.
Yeah.
Big-time celebrities. So,
wow.
Yeah, so we're getting him on.
Okay. Right. I hope I've got his
number. I got a contact for him, the whole thing.
Really?
Yes.
I think he'd be great.
Yeah. You know, Todd was sending me some of your old videos last night of you broadcasting... You sounded a wee bit like it. Just a little bit. Not as good.
What? TV or radio?
TV.
Oh. Destroy. Destroy after watching.
Yeah. That guy's great.
Yes.
Okay. I enjoyed that.
Okay. So take your dog to work day. Uh-huh. How cool was my buddy's dog yesterday?
Oh, man.
How cool? Cody's dog.
Yeah.
Smoke. You're right.
Smoke.
That was a cool dog.
That dog protected him, boy.
But and boy, he just loved him. I mean, yeah. he didn't want to move 6 inches away from him. Yeah, that was cool. Today's also smoothie day. I'm getting some fresh picked strawberries this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
You going?
Well, I got some family members who are going to go for
drop them off.
Yeah.
You want to go, Dad? No, I'm not. You just drop them off. I got toothache.
Well, I can't. It's hard to, when you got a bad toothache, it's hard to lean
Pick
over like that.
Yeah.
Well, it is, because then all your weight goes towards your jaw.
The blood would go up there.
And the blood goes up there, and you could pass out. That's happened to people. I swear, I saw it. This from William. Larry Lujack, WLS, or KAAY, Little Rock, Arkansas. I didn't get that one, but what I did get, another one, because it used to be the AM, those signals would go crazy at night.
Yes.
And they'd skip and bounce. Another one was WOWO in Evansville, Indiana. The WOWO says WOWO coming away from Evansville, Indiana.
No? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be laying in bed with your little transistor and trying to, you know, find a station like that. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it when you get a ball game, like from the South, like a Braves game. Yeah. You had those super stations. And then have those Southern accent.
And those guys.
And coming up next, right. Claudale Washington. Claudale having a nice night. He's 1-for-2. Couple stolen bases. Good-looking ball player, isn't he, Bubba? Boy, he sure is. Let me tell you something. This is a fellow they got down in the minor leagues. They found him. He's down from around Macon, Georgia. He's a homegrown boy here. And it's good to see him up and coming in the Braves organization. He'd be a heck of a ball player for us.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't listen in that detail. But
I listened to him that detail.
I think you did.
It's like listening to another world. Another world. Peaches and Cream Day. Is that the group or the Peaches and Cream?
Why not both?
Not a huge peach guy, you?
No.
Not a huge peach guy. Selfie Day.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever taken a selfie.
Come
on. Where you take a picture? No, where you say, oh, I look good today. I'm going
to
take a picture.
If you go to your phone and it has photos.
Oh, yeah, you look so handsome.
No, but if you go to your phone, I'll do that before we get back. And it tells you how many selfies you have on your phone.
Yeah, I didn't take any. All right, we got a lot of stuff going on today. Mind on the mirror. Stay with us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's fair season around Wisconsin, and while you enjoy the food, the exhibits, and the fun, there's a whole lot of volunteers behind the scene that have stories of their own to share. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. And some of their volunteer activities have actually turned into business models. That story next.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Emmett Saddlery in Houstisford is one of those shops that spends a lot of time helping young people improve their skills in leatherworks, and it's also helped their business model. One of the partners, Chuck Starr, explains.
Repairs are kind of the life of the business, but we'll do custom saddles for anyone that needs a custom saddle for whatever creating or riding they do, be it roping, be it barrel racing, be it bronco riding. We decided to make a bigger shop because we had a demand. We had 4-H students that we took on that we were teaching leathercraft to, and it just got too crowded when you'd have like 12 4-H students in and trying to teach them. We were just elbow to elbow, so we just needed more room.
Chuck Starr, one of the team members at Emmett Saddlery in Houstisford, Wisconsin, he said their dedication to helping young people has blossomed in other ways, not only exhibits at county fairs. They recently completed a very special project for a young farm woman from the DeForest area that was paralyzed in a farm accident in 2022. She expressed interest in still riding. They created a custom saddle that allows her to do just that. We've got more on this story up at MidwestFarmReport.com or Fabulous Farm Babe Midwest Farm Report on Facebook.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
What makes people adopt conservation practices? Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Natural Resources Conservation Service want to find out. They've circulated 43,000 surveys to forest and grazing landowners across the United States to find out why. Look for that survey in your mailbox soon. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. We'll have a high near 73. Showers and storms tonight with a low around 64. Rain for your Saturday, maybe a rumble of thunder, highs in the mid-70s. For Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 79. On Monday, sunny, 83.
It's 64 at our studios.
Many people with unique homes reach out to Pella because our team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era.
I love that I have a home that's 100 years old. It's a historic district, and we didn't want to ruin the look by having modern windows in an older home. When I found out that Pella had an architecturally accurate product line, they simply guided us and helped us to make a great decision for our home.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 36 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Certain restrictions apply at 630-2024.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
W.
Hey, welcome back. My name is Mary here on a beautiful Friday morning. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. 64 degrees in Green Bay, 64 in Appleton, 67 in Oshkosh. But we're talking about this weather. It's just been, June is like flying by, but haven't been a lot of nice days.
I don't know if nice days, there hasn't been a good stretch.
Good stretch, yeah. I have not done as much bike riding as I had planned.
Because of the weather, of course.
Because of the weather.
Yeah, there's no bikes out. I haven't seen a bike out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got this one, Terry. Tired of rain and clouds. From today through Saturday, another 2 inches of rain. You won't hear me complain about hot, sunny weather. Thank you, Terry.
But, Terry, I think it's going to rain for a couple hours, and then we're going to have 6 hours of not rain. I think this has been, and I don't know if this is all that.
I feel bad for people with graduation parties and things like that. I know. That's what I feel. Because I'll tell you what, when you've got that graduation party, and you put in all that time and effort, and you see that forecast. Yeah.
My nephew says tomorrow.
I feel bad for that.
Some people have rather big parties, and they actually spend money in catering food. And if it does get rained out or something happens, we at the homeless shelter are the recipient of some of that food, which is nice.
And then if they don't eat it, I am.
That is kind of the process.
I'm the third wheel.
But, you know, like
when the homeless people say, we're full, we're done, throw it away. Do you guys want to save this? No, throw it away. Then he brings it to me.
I do once in a while. But, you know, we have lunch and we have lunch on Saturdays and Sundays and, of course, dinner every night. But, you know, there's many of the people who live at our shelter work, but some of them don't. And it's nice to have, you know, food. I think that's good for the soul. And I think you got to make sure you got your nutrition in. Some people drop off. Sometimes there's some pretty, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, I know.
Because it's your kid's graduation. And even your son has dropped off food at a funeral.
Funeral home,
because he works in that business. And you don't want to waste. I mean, just as much as we consume a lot, we don't like to waste, I don't think. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, the next step is throwing it away.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
So, anyway.
I would say this. So, you talk about I had what I was told at the graduation party. This was Dom when he graduated.
Yeah.
The greatest thing that people had ever seen at a graduation party.
Rip your floats?
Nope.
What's it we had?
Fried cheese curd stand.
That's a good one.
That was extremely popular. Got my man Nick, and he had one of his help. What was where they fired up?
Oh, that's
and people,
cool.
And like the people from the UP that were there, it's like, what
yeah.
are these?
That's
it's
cool.
It's like, what's breaded fries? Cheese? They're like, this is like the greatest thing I've ever tasted.
Wow.
Where does this happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so if anybody's out there looking to really take a graduation party over the top, hire out one of Nick's people for the fried cheese curds.
And yes. I do want to say.
Wait a minute. Big Wayne.
Oh.
Read Big Wayne's alert.
I can't see.
Oh, you don't have your glasses. Big Wayne says this rainy year is not helping the bees, unfortunately.
Oh.
Wayne, give us a call. Tell us what's up with that.
And so Johnny,
Jim has to give you a very big compliment. Yeah, something.
When I came in this morning, I gave you a compliment.
Yes.
Because. For a guy that never sleeps through the night,
can't believe what he did.
Wasn't I was thinking of you, Wayne. I mean, you are a bodybuilder, but that's not what I was thinking about.
I'm not judging. I mean, whatever it is. But 3 o'clock in the morning. Does Wayne have our number, or do you have Wayne's number? I don't know if we. Okay,
it's 2:30.
Wayne, text us your number. We got to talk to you about something.
It's 2:30.
2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it wasn't 3.
So you slept from.
Well, you got to admit, the people don't really care about this, but the night before, I got up at 12:30 and stayed up until our show at 6, and then I had a lot of stuff going on yesterday.
Well, you and I both, we were
a busy day.
From 12:30 in the morning till the end of our show. I mean, that's, yeah.
Well, then you went home and took a nap. I had to go to work at the shelter, and then I had to tape my show for Sunday.
Yeah,
and
but then, I was talking to some people there. They say a lot of times it's like, hey, has anybody seen Jim? And they'll go through that one dorm thing, and you'll be sleeping in the far bunk taking a nap. They say that happens.
There's 118 places to sleep there. You're right.
Do you have Wayne? Big Wayne.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
So, wait, first thing, Jim was, okay, so Jim, go ahead, tell the story, Jim.
So, Wayne, I never sleep through the night. I haven't slept through the night in, I don't know, 25 years. I usually wake up and I usually read or play solitary or something. But
solitaire?
Yeah.
Solitaire?
Yeah, solitaire.
Okay.
That's the most...
No, you said solitary. You always change things a little bit.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
So I... Anyway, so this morning I got up at... It was 2:30. And I was kind of hungry because we had such a long day. I think I went to bed at like... I'm not kidding you, like 8:30.
All right.
So I got up at 2:30. I thought, I'm not going to fall back asleep. But you know, and I went downstairs and I have shrimp. I like shrimp. It's all peeled and... But it wasn't cooked. So I cooked the shrimp. This is at 2:30 in the morning in olive oil.
Do you have the tails taken off too?
Yeah.
You took the
okay. I don't like that's
either.
Too much work.
Yeah.
And then I put in your garlic. And it was
it's making me hungry.
Oh man,
I know.
It was so good.
Butter.
Really, you're gonna have fresh garlic here pretty soon. The green garlic is the best because it's so strong.
I've never had that.
Great tasting. So yeah,
but he was talking this morning before he went on the air. What do you do that your garlic is so much better than what you'd buy at a store?
Yeah, because if I run out of yours, I buy it.
But there's a big difference.
Well, most of the garlic that you buy in the store. So there's two different types of garlic. There's hard neck garlic and soft neck garlic. So soft neck garlic doesn't grow very well in northern climates. So therefore, that's where we usually get it from, California and the southern states year-round, because obviously it can grow it there. Hardneck garlic is what grows well in northern climates, but of course it's only available, you know, when we can grow it. And hardneck garlic tends to be much larger and then also stronger tasting. Like, for instance, I grow music, like Russian, like German extra hardy. Those tend to be more spicy. So they hold their flavor because when you cure them and they dry out, so that, you know, garlic usually lasts for about a year if you cure them properly. But of course, then the flavor dissipates.
Not in my house.
No, but Jim even asked that. Yours is so much stronger and more
flavor. It wasn't really stronger. It was just
flavor.
Richer, whatever the right word is. Yeah. Okay. So that's why. Yours is a hard neck garlic.
Right. Yep.
Okay. So it's different for what you'd buy in a store
than the California's.
Well, that obviously, and then I think it's just, you know, I think just like anything, like I grow celery too, which isn't very common for gardeners, but the celery, you know, when you buy in the store, celery is celery. It's watery tasting. There's not a whole lot of flavor, but I can tell you, homegrown garlic, it's like the first bite of Bubblicious bubble gum, you know.
Wow.
It's like, oh, just an explosion of taste. I'll bring you some of that. That's almost right.
All right. And I think when, you know, I say you could get an honest friend to come in your house to tell you, how it smells, you know, but I like the smell of garlic.
I love it.
Oh my God. I do.
Love garlic, so, and butter frying together is the greatest smell in the world.
2:30 this morning, you could have. It was my house smelled like that.
Hey, can I ask you something?
It was good though.
I should have brought you in some garlic scapes. So right about a week ago. So what happens is when everything wants to propagate. So when garlic goes to seed, it shoots off the scapes, and at the end of the scapes is the seed pod. So you want to clip those off so that all the energy goes back into the bulb. But you can use the garlic scapes and you can make garlic pesto out of it.
Oh,
that would be good.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Hey, by the way, you know why it doesn't smell bad in here? Because you were even like, oh my God, I smell like garlic today. I got to tell you something. How do I smell? Just from this.
That's weird.
This is no lie. Because even when I bought this yesterday from the dollar store, I thought, I got to tell Jim about this. It is pink. What was it?
John.
Pink.
Why would you buy pink?
It's pink.
Pink anything you shouldn't buy.
Just listen. It's pink grapefruit and like peach flavored body wash. And I used that today. And I just.
Are you sure it wasn't? Were you at the $1.25 store or the dollar store?
Well, it's $1. Actually, it's $1.50. But it's like, should I really buy something? I say, yeah, I'm going to. And I just feel effervescent.
Oh my gosh! Listen to that.
He read
the label.
When I get my
glisten, I feel effervescent.
Today, that's gonna be amazing. How good I'm gonna smell.
Word of the day. Effervescent.
Yeah.
The
word of the day is.
Did you? Are you sure you didn't buy it at? No, I shouldn't say.
Don't
that.
Don't just, you know, you try to go. Just don't. Just stop. Just bail. Pull the cord. You're jumping out of the plane.
I am. Okay.
Pull the cord.
I'm done.
Hey, Big Wayne, we missed you. You got to get your butt in here soon.
And thanks again for the garlic. Thank you for breakfast this morning.
Thank you for all your tips. But you know what, Wayne? You know what you have not done? You know where you failed miserably at?
What?
Getting me those mushroom seeds from Marinette.
Peshtigo.
That's right.
Oh, yes. I'll work on that. Mushroom spawn, not seed.
Yeah, because I'm going to be going up there again in a couple of weeks. So I need some, because I got to start my... Would we have mushrooms by the time for the draft?
Ask him.
Would I have mushrooms by the time for the draft?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, Wayne, we gotta put a thing together, all of us. We're trying to do a stand. We would like you to be involved with our stand.
We're gonna
if you spread out wine cap mushroom spawn right now, you could probably have it by the fall.
Okay.
Possibly, if you took care of it.
Then I could dry them out and sell dried mushrooms. Think about it.
That would be
probably wouldn't be a good idea, but hey.
Oh, okay.
We're going to sell pasties, right? Pasties.
Well, we don't know. Have you seen the front page of the press
I'm going to get to that
today?
Later. Did you see the paper today?
Nope.
I mean, I'm happy for the guy, but visit an original. This guy is like Mr. Pasties, but he's from Tigerton, which is like kind of Wapaka. It's not
hour
even
and a half.
It's not even your neck of the woods.
No, it's not.
But this guy like has a business, a sign. Looks like he's making bank.
He's got a sign.
It's a nice sign.
A nice sign. We don't even have a sign.
Kind of like the A-Frame Acres honey cart.
There you go.
A lot.
It is.
Exactly.
Driveway.
So
we want to have you there.
We either got to partner with this guy.
No.
Or put him out.
No, we're just going to partner with Wayne. It'll be like, Wayne, did you ever used to watch that show, The Irish Mafia?
No.
Oh, it's a great show. Anybody out there watch Irish Mafia? It's probably about 10 years ago. Man, did you watch that? It was a series. It was about the Amish in Pennsylvania. They actually have like a mafia. The Amish have a mafia.
Wow.
And they would go around because these people would put up these roadside stands. It'd be like Amish made honey. And that was one of them, Wayne, was Amish made honey. And the guy comes up, you know, because these are the real Amish with the hats and the buggies and everything. Dude. It's like, hello, friend. Who are you? So, I am Brother Sonso. Where are you from? I am from the Masonic land over yonder. What are you here? Well, because I'm just spreading my honey, you know, Amish made honey. And it's like, what sect are you, brother? It's like, what? And he would tear the guy's place apart. He would physically take the stuff, smash all his stuff, destroy his stand, and get in his buggy and drive away. True story.
If he brings his buggy to Suamico on White Pine Road, there's going to be a throwdown.
That's what I mean. Or if this guy's claiming these are you per pass.
So that's why we might do
So we need you for the muscle, Wayne.
But I don't know. I don't like the Irish. We're going to stick with the Italian mafia. We'll get Mino and some of his cronies.
I'm telling you, these Amish mafia guys, nobody to mess with.
Wow.
I'm serious.
My official A-Frame t-shirts, when I get them made, they're going to be sleeveless.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Show the tattoo.
All right, I got to go.
Okay,
sorry,
go
Wayne.
Do some work.
Good talking
See
to you,
Wayne. Thank you. Brian texted me. No one should admit to watching that show, Mino, but I watched the whole season.
I agree. It was the Amish Mafia.
It was a true story. It was a documentary. It wasn't, you know, a movie. It was about the actual Amish.
Okay, you said
mafia.
Irish. Yeah, Amish. Okay, yeah.
Amish Mafia in Pennsylvania.
I can see those guys going in
hardcore.
Right. I would see them going busting up some.
Oh, yeah. And
scammers.
They busted this one guy, one of their elders. Busted him with a hooker in a hotel. Yeah. No lie. I mean, it's all. Anybody can find that show, you got to watch it.
Okay.
Amish Mafia. I thought about being Amish. I'm not even kidding about
that.
This. I'm not lying about this because I thought I love that lifestyle. They basically woodwork. They work in the garage. Okay. That's the main thing they do is they work in their garages, in their barns.
You could.
And I could do that. And I like those. I like the buggies they have with the enclosure. You could like sleep in those in the back.
No.
Yeah, I could.
Then you got to go. Those horses, they go so slow. They use our highways, which, you know, they don't pay taxes. I don't know, man. That's.
How do you know they don't pay taxes?
Hey, the Amish, you really think the Amish pay like a lot of our roads are funded through a gas tax. How much fuel do the Amish burn off, Johnny?
If I'm not going to pay my fair share of taxes, I'm not going to be Amish. We're going to send to break. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine,
then tonight we're going to party like it's 1699. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car.
So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
What is this? Gangster Paradise.
Gangsta.
It's, Coolio, what's that?
No, it's Weird Al. It's Amish Paradise.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, listen.
A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care. In fact, I wish him well. Because I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell.
Who's that?
Weird Al.
You've never heard that?
Amish Paradise.
Amish Paradise.
I thought it was Gangster Paradise when you first played it.
It's a parody. But yeah.
Picking up on the Amish. Okay, I got it.
Yes. No, I respect the heck out of the Amish. I do. I could live with Amish people.
They make good furniture, right?
They make great furniture. Yeah. They make their own goat cheese, which I'd like to do.
If you're living in that world, you should stay in that world, don't you think? I mean, really, I'm just trying to, for their safety, because how often do you read, like, Pennsylvania, even Wisconsin, they get wiped out? I feel
they get Rumspringer.
What's that?
Rumspringer.
What's that?
So at a certain age in the Amish world, they allow the young children to come into the modern world.
Yes, and decide. And decide which way they
want
to go.
If you're right. Want to stay.
That's in this show. That's in the Amish Mafia show. Yes.
No, but
they let
them
go
out
and party and stuff like that. And
yep.
But if you get in the western part of the state, those curvy roads you come around.
Oh,
and
I agree.
And it's like I don't mind. Well, I shouldn't say I don't mind, but sometimes you hear about it and the guy, you know, they get killed, right? Because the truck comes around and takes them out. I feel sorry for the horse.
The whole thing.
And sometimes they have kids in there.
I know, it's terrible. Hate that.
I'm just saying, Johnny, if they want to live off the land and be, you know, not use electricity and not pay taxes, they should stay off the land. You know, they should stay off taxpayer entities. So I don't think they should be allowed on our highways. I just don't. And I don't, nothing against Amish. You know, I get the whole, that's a religion, right? Or is that just a culture?
I don't know. Okay, well, let me ask you. So do you think bicyclists shouldn't be allowed on the highways?
There's bike lanes. There's sure lanes.
Well, are there no bike lanes on the highway, on Highway 41?
Yeah, I think we need to, there's a lot. So
are you saying they shouldn't be allowed?
Because no, this is what I'm saying.
All the cyclists out there, Jim,
they should all
Jim doesn't want you riding on the streets.
We should build them their own dedicated bike. It'd be safer. And we should also build... With all this money that we spent on this infrastructure law that we passed, or the infrastructure bill that we passed, wasn't a law, it was a bill. We should have dedicated areas, you know, 18, 20, 25 feet for bikes, bicyclists alone, and then have two lanes just dedicated to semis and get them, and then four lanes dedicated to cars. That's the way I would...
How much would that cost, and how long would that take?
Well, I don't know. When do we start the interstate system? 60s?
I don't know.
That was a good idea back then.
Okay.
I mean, better than railroad. But this, we could have done it with the money they allocated for the infrastructure bill. And if they would have taken my design, we would have.
You had a design for this.
Well, that concept, I should say, to design. But it would have cost money to acquire some of the right of way. But it would. We have 100 people.
Let's say
100 people die a day in car accidents. Had they adopted my concept, it would go down to maybe 90% reduction in deaths.
Say it again. So two lanes for regular cars.
Four.
Four lanes for regular cars.
Yeah.
Another two lanes for semis.
Yep.
And then another lane for bikes.
Yeah.
So you're talking seven lanes.
Right. Mm-hmm. You bet.
How are you going to find room for seven lanes?
You got to buy the land. It's not cheap. Right. Look, when we did Webster, it's not cheap to acquire property. But
well,
you
I know that, and that's why I'm saying.
It's not crazy either. You know, you do the they get an estimate, you get an estimate, and then judge is going to say, look, this is the price, and boom, you buy it. Do you realize how much money we had in that infrastructure bill? Wasn't it like trillions? I mean, it's we don't even, you know.
I don't think as many of us in this room look at the infrastructure bills as you do.
That would have been a great.
Did you happen to see that one, Amanda?
Oh, man, I missed it.
I know. How did I miss it? I was looking for it.
Foolish.
I was all excited.
I think we could have done a better job. We're not going to go to high-speed rail. I mean, everybody says we're going to, and maybe I'm wrong, but at my age, we're not going to. You know, I remember Obama's like, oh, we'll have high-speed rail going everywhere. That's Americans. First of all, we love our cars, right? We were built on the auto industry. People love their cars. And the other thing is that, you know, we're not Europe. I mean, this country is huge. And I just don't see people taking trains. And then even if you have trains, you have to have the infrastructure built when you get there, because trains aren't like buses where they can go and go here, here, and here. It's just they go to one spot. So then you have to have, you know, either cars or bikes or Ubers or other. Just, I think we have a good system here. It's just, it could be much better if we would invest in what we have, vehicles. But again, I think trucks, God bless them, because they're moving freight, but I think they cause a lot of accidents. They throw off a lot of water. I think they jackknife. And so I think you get dedicated cars, dedicated trucks, dedicated bicyclists.
Okay.
And I think that would reduce deaths and injuries. I just think it would be like, wow, that's... So anyway, that's what I would like to do. But back to the Amish, I don't think I'd give them a lane.
But maybe, back to the Amish.
Maybe they could use the bike lane. Maybe. But I would charge a toll. I would charge a toll.
Why?
One homemade rocker.
Well,
what's that?
One rocker.
One rocker.
What
do you have against the Amish? I love the Amish. I embrace
the Amish culture. When the Amish have a farm, do they? Is it a religion or is it a culture? Because do they pay taxes?
I really don't know, Jim. I don't know.
Because if they're tax exempt, I would charge a toll.
Well, I wouldn't. I'm a big fan. I got a text here from my buddy Big Daddy. Mino, you're about as much Amish as I am anorexic. That's fine.
I don't know the guy, but I can picture him.
According to the Wisconsin Bakers Association, the Amish do pay income and property taxes.
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that.
Well,
I'm glad to hear that.
For all the Amish listening in their barns right now,
thank you.
You know what? Much respect for you, and you go on out there in the roads because you paid for them. So there.
No, but that's not really true.
Because
a lot of the funding from the roads comes through a gas tax.
Okay. You think they don't use gas?
Yeah. I'm just saying they don't use gas. Those horses drink, don't they eat carrots?
What do you think?
Yeah. They don't eat gas.
How do they fire up their riding lawnmowers?
I don't think they have riding lawnmowers. They're out there like with tweezers and scissors.
How do you think they use their wood chippers?
I don't think they do
that.
They
got wood chippers, Jim.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, I just bought some Amish made wood chips.
I'd like to know, can you Google how much gas do the Amish buy?
A lot.
Nah, they don't buy any.
Yes. Tori says, Amanda, cue up the old school clip for the mayor. I award you no points, and may the Lord have mercy on your soul.
That hurt.
Well, it should. It was intended to hurt.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't have time to do it, Tori.
Quick poll.
Oh, God.
Does the mayor hate Amish? Yes or no?
No, I don't.
I respect the Amish. I have their furniture in my house. I love what they do. I just think we, as a country, if they're going to be allowed to take those horse and buggies with little kids in there, and I love horses, I think they should have their own dedicated lane. I think it's dangerous.
Okay.
That's great. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I have nothing against the Amish. Wow. I'm glad they pay taxes.
Wow.
All right.
If not, you shall be banished. The mafia will be coming after you.
Wrap it up.
Hey, guys, had a quick break. Mark Hughes in Bell and Sports Medicine. Up.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Earl Ingram.
On Friday's show, join me and my good friend Sandy Williams for our regular conversation. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.